I'm telling you, these bonds, these relationships are going over a lot of high barriers and a lot of little, you know, walls that have tried to divide us as the body of Christ for years. These relationships are going above it. And are going to be the highway of which God releases his power and life. So you know what's going to happen? It's going to rain everywhere. Don't be afraid that you're going to miss it because you're stuck off in some little corner. Your heart is open to this. It's going to rain everywhere. There is too much of the kingdom for one specific group to actually manifest to begin with. We need one another. And we need the relationships. We need to know one another. We need to know what's happening in order to share what God's doing. Because, you know, we're going to experience what God's doing in our little area. We go over and meet some other friends someplace. Oh, this is what God's doing. Isn't this wonderful? And we find the wonderful thing of cross-pollinizing. See, cross-pollinization isn't just so you can share your particular doctrinal viewpoint with your neighbors down the street here that want to share their doctrinal viewpoint with you. Cross-pollinizing has to do with the life of Christ that's being released. And you share it. And it takes off there, too. This picture that we're painting this morning has to do about the visitation. So there's a joining of the hearts. I want to talk about one more thing. Are you still with me?
Yes.
You know, I don't get to come up here very often, so I got to make this worthwhile. Now, you'll still be listening to, you know, the tape will still be running when I come back 2 years ago. You know, we haven't got done listening to everything you said last time. But we need to talk about one other thing. And this maybe is something in my heart that I'm kind of partial to. But do you remember when Christ ascended, the day that he left the earth? He didn't really leave. He just became invisible. But for 40 days prior to his final ascension, there was a lot of this type of thing of him being visible and then being invisible. Do you remember the disciples? They were in a room, the door was locked, and all of a sudden he became visible. He manifested himself there. And he spoke a few words to them, and then he left. For 40 days, there was this whole process of him becoming visible and invisible. It's like he would step from the unseen realm into the seen realm. Then he'd step from the seen realm into the unseen realm. These next days in the moving of God's Spirit is going to present for us a greater ability to understand who we are and what the kingdom of heaven really is. Did you know that when you were born again, you were born from above? You were born from heaven. You were born from the same place that the Lord came. Now, he came from heaven, but you were born from heaven. And if you read in the New Testament, you realize there's a constant reference to this. If you've then been raised up with Christ, you know, you've been not only born again, but you're raised up with Christ and you're made to sit with him in heavenly places. Now that's another realm. Now we're seated here in, what is it, Living Springs or Alcohol, I don't know where we are. We're seated here anyway in this building today. But as you sit here, scripturally speaking, you're also seated in heavenly places. So there's part of your reality is linked to an unseen realm. I call it the kingdom or the spirit realm. And part of your reality is here. The kingdom of heaven is coming to invade this realm. That's what the kingdom is. The place where the kingdom of heaven comes and is manifested is in your heart. The word tells us the kingdom is within you. But it's the realities of that realm that become real to you, that become the basis of faith to move on the physical realm. We don't pump up ourselves and try to discipline ourselves into manifesting the gifts of the, or the fruits of the Holy Spirit. They are attributes of heaven, of the spirit realm. So we appropriate them and turn them loose in our lives. We don't have to work out to try to get the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're the power of the kingdom. They're the power of this realm. Truth be known, He has blessed us with every blessing in heavenly places in this other realm. We are going to become more aware of the realm of the Spirit. Did you know that your spirit man within you has got eyes to see in that realm? Paul said, I pray the eyes of your heart may be open, that you may be able to see, understand. The mentality of your spirit man, who you are as a spirit man. And we've got to repent of one thing. And that is, whenever we've seen men of God and women of God say, those guys are specially gifted. They are specially, spiritually gifted. And we're going to have to repent of that type of observation because they're not specially, spiritually gifted. They've just had the eyes opened. They've had their heart opened to this other dimension. I believe that in these days of visitation, it's going to be His presence that comes from this other realm and makes Himself real to you. Maybe you're going to be aware of His presence with you as you're driving down the road or while you're sitting in a moment of meditation. But out of those seasons of refreshing, it's going to come the training, the preparation, for our eyes open to see these things. It's estimated, and I remember reading, and I can't remember which contemporary prophet prophesied it just recently, that they're believing that this next move of God is going to encompass as many as 2 billion people being swept into the kingdom. You can see from that little story I told you about the Fulton Street Revival, where just about a million people were swept in 3 years. And that's a historical fact. Possible. It's not only possible, it's going to happen. That's what God has placed us here for, and that's what He's called us to. You're not called to religion as usual. You're called to carry in your heart a living faith. I hope that I've been able to encourage your hearts. It's not over for this church. It's not over for you. Let the Lord open up your heart. Show you how to move in this intercession of faith. Don't be too aggressive to jump into some new religious regime. But let the Lord lead you. That faith is going to be there. We need to make increase of what we have. And it doesn't matter how much of an increase we make as long as we're making some increase. God bless you. And I've enjoyed talking to you today. I've tried from my heart to convey to your heart what's been happening in me. I just didn't go back and join the walk. I was met by the Lord. It just so happened that those guys, I mean, the walk is over, but those guys in those church fellowships were used of the Lord to touch me, and now I'm being used of the Lord to touch them back. But it's a different picture. The battle is over. The farther we move away from those days in our minds, the more in focus is going to be our heritage as sons of the kingdom. And that which took place isn't going to matter at all. We're going to be consumed with what God is doing in our midst. We're right on the verge of seeing something turn loose. It's just so fantastic. We don't even have the perception to even pray. And tell somebody about it. God will make it real to us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Let's all stand. The Lord's spoken a real word to our lives and to our fellowship here and beyond. Glenn, did you want to, after we close the meeting?
Oh, yeah. I'll be available.
Okay. So let's just join together. To our hearts, speaking to our lives, opening our perception to see more in a clearer way what you're doing, helping us turn away from the past in our thinking, Lord. We accept your truth. The battle is over. It's a new day to pursue you, to seek after your presence, which is what we were created for. We thank you, Lord, for your words of spirit and life that not only we've heard this morning, but are actively working within us at this moment. We just praise your name. Thank you, Lord. We surrender all that we are to you. Let your presence become real and your will come forth in a greater way. Amen. Amen. As we